other day. Every other day. Every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, but whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday. Trust that day.
Well, when the workday is done, these timeless hits somehow sound even better. More on the way from WRJN.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about tariffs. We keep hearing this economic term bandied around, and politicians who are talking up tariffs want us to think that it's a good idea to put fees on foreign goods. It's going to, like, protect American businesses and consumers. Turns out, that's not always the case. We can't tax companies that are overseas, so we end up taxing the mostly American-owned and run companies that are just bringing goods in from around the world. So if tariffs go up by 20%, history and studies show that those companies are going to pass those extra costs right on to me and you. I don't know about you. While prices are coming down, I can't afford to pay 20% more for what I'm buying. So next time you hear some politician talking about tariffs, just remember, the ones being proposed are a tax on Americans being paid by Americans. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake 'em down.
Work, work, will you drive me crazy? Work, work, until the little bit
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits.
and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Sunshine go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. When he tells me
better get in line. I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. These ain't dues I've been paying. Well, how much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. Starts to make me wonder where the fruits of what I do are going. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run. Another day, I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
Some people may call them oldies, but our timeless hits never get old. Another long set on the way next on WRJN.
The green and gold tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. It's Wisconsin and Penn State at Camp Randall Stadium. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Comedian, journalist, and fellow Midwesterner Charlie Behrens is bringing a live episode of his Cripescast podcast to the Vivarium on October 29th. Presented by WRJN and Civic Media. He'll be joined by Dan Schaefer, Civic Media political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area, to talk about why your vote is essential to keep her moving this November. Charlie provides the punchlines while Dan breaks down the key ballot issues. Proceeds from the event will benefit the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Tickets on sale now at PabstTheaterGroup.com.
Call mine, but Mama said you can't hurry love. No, you just have No, love, love don't come easy, but I keep on waiting, anticipating for that soft voice to talk to me at night, for some tender arms to hold me tight.
I got caught in the rush hour. You fellas started to shower. You with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction. On the expressway to your heart. That expressway, not the best way. At 5 o'clock, it's much too crowded. Yo, it's much too crowded. So crowded. Caught in the rush hour, this fella started to shower you with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction.
W-R-J-S. is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Israel says it has completed its strikes targeting Iran. The statement says Israel's plane struck missile manufacturing facilities, quote, used to produce the missiles that Iran fired at the State of Israel over the last year. The BBC's Bahman Kalbasi has Iran's reaction.
The Revolutionary Guard has put out a statement saying a number of military bases were the target of this attack, but with the caveat of saying these were unsuccessful attacks. And in fact, one of the semi-official state media said there has been no missiles that hit any of the military bases named. And as the sounds that people have heard, they claim, are of the defense system against an incoming missile or an aerial attack.
The campaign trail took Vice President Harris to Houston tonight for a massive rally that featured a couple of music stars with Texas roots, Willie Nelson, and then Beyonce.
All the men and women in this room and watching around the country, we need you. Your voice has power and magnitude. Your vote is one of the most valuable tools, and we need you.
Former President Donald Trump held a rally tonight in Traverse City, Michigan.
You got a little dose of incompetent people. You know where she is tonight? She's out partying. So Israel is attacking. We got a war going on and she's out partying.
Meanwhile, a report in the New York Times says Chinese hackers have targeted candidates' phones here.
The report says this was a wide-ranging hacking of Verizon's commercial telecom infrastructure. It reportedly attempted to target individuals from both parties and is believed to have hacked into phones used by former President Donald Trump and vice presidential running mate J.D. Vance. A statement from the FBI says it has been investigating this and began notifying those who were targets. One official says the situation is being treated as an act of espionage, not campaign interference. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
The former Abercrombie & Fitch CEO has pleaded not guilty to charges of sex trafficking and interstate prostitution. CBS News legal analyst Fain Rosenbaum.
This federal criminal case against Michael Jeffries and his accomplices is not that much unlike the criminal indictment that Sean Combs is facing. Both involved coerced sex trafficking and interstate prostitution in locations around the world for money and under the influence of drugs, and with threats made to jobs and reputation if the victims did not go along with the scheme.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This season, get premium tech that inspires joy from Dell Technologies. Bring projects to life with the XPS 16. It delivers supercharged processing for enhanced productivity and freedom to express yourself. Performance-class Dell PCs with Intel Core Ultra processors deliver a dedicated engine to help accelerate AI. Enjoy free shipping, Dell rewards, and expert support. When you get a Dell PC with AI, it gives back. Shop now at Dell.com/deals.
Stream the best of British TV on BritBox. Watch captivating dramas and gripping mysteries, whether it's entire series of massive hits like Sherlock and Vera, new seasons of originals like The Responder, starring international Emmy winner Martin Freeman, or an extraordinary selection of beloved treasures featuring Idris Elba, Jodie Comer, Matthew McFadyen, Benedict Cumberbatch, and more. Only on BritBox. Watch with a free trial at BritBox.com.
Here's CBS News correspondent Deborah Rodriguez.
Davila Dion entices Facebook Marketplace and Instagram browsers with culinary concoctions like fufu, okra stew, and fried tilapia, made the way her mother taught her in Ivory Coast. Diana Webb whips up empanadas inspired by relatives from Jamaica and Puerto Rico. The New York Times says both women are among a growing number supporting their families by selling freshly made home-cooked meals on social media at prices you can't find in stores and restaurants. And there's no need to rent space or apply for permits because they work in their home kitchens. Typical meals cost $15 a plate for pickup and extra for delivery. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Stocks closed mostly lower on Wall Street in Friday trading, ending a six-week winning streak. Higher Treasury yields seem to be making stocks less appealing. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low near 40. Sunshine expected for the weekend, a high in the mid-50s on Saturday, near 60 Sunday. It warms up into next week, 60s and 70s. Clouds and showers move into the area. Right now it's 48.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Here is he rich like me? Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you.
Radio.